Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is always such a joy to know that you desire for us to know about you, to know about your Son Jesus, to know your ways. And Lord, that you're ready and equipped to give us the power to live according to those ways. So today we bow our heads to you in worship and praise for who you are and the fact that you want us to know you. So as we study this book of Esther again, I pray you'll open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, our ears to the truths that you have to share. And we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Four More of Haman's Sons. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9 and verse 9. When the Jews defended themselves against Persian enemies who were obeying an edict to destroy them, the sons of Haman were some of those who opposed the Jews and lost. We have already looked at six of those sons' names: Pershandatha, Dalphon, Aspatha, Paratha, Adaliah, and Aradatha. And in chapter 9 and verse 9 of the book of Esther, we consider the final four names of the boys which are listed. We read, and Parmashta, and Arasiah, and Aradai, and Bagjatha. The seventh name of the son of Haman was Parmashta, which means superior. As names go, this name is probably one of the best for the sons of Haman listed. We might imagine his mother saying, "Superior, come do this," or "Superior, go do that." Perhaps this name was one that provoked his brothers to envy, since no matter what he did, was always considered superior. Nonetheless, Parmashta was not superior to the Jews who exterminated him. The eighth and next name listed is Arasai. This name means lion of my banners, which comes from a word that means like a lion. For what reason Haman and his wife named this child with the inspiration of a lion involved, we have no idea. Well, we read in the first epistle of Peter in chapter 5 and verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." No doubt Arasai was one of those who thought that he might be able to devour the Jews like a roaring lion, but was easily tamed and eliminated by those who opposed him. The ninth name listed is Aradai, and this name's meaning is very close to Arasai. It means the lion is enough. Perhaps by this time, Haman and his wife felt they had enough sons, so they thought the lion is enough completed their brood. Unfortunately for Aradai, he too was not enough to combat the Jews when the uprising against them took place. Finally, we read the tenth name, Vajasatha, which means strong as the wind. Maybe early indications of this son was that he is very strong and would be able to withstand any foe who rose up against him. Although his name may have seemed to indicate his strength, when the battle ensued against the Jews, he found himself nothing more than a little breeze. The Jews destroyed he and his brothers with the power of God's force behind them. So what's in a name? For we who live today, there may or may not be meanings attached. However, there is significance to every person who lives. The author of Esther, more than likely Mordecai, thought it important to mention every name of these 10 sons of Haman. Regardless of the intention for writing their names, these boys are mentioned in the Bible. The question for us to consider is, where are they now? How did the opposing the Jews work out for them? Or, if they had it to do all over again, would they have made the same choices? Perhaps as we ponder these questions, we will examine our own lives and see how we align with the Almighty God and His people. It would behoove us to think on these things well before we find ourselves in the very places that these 10 sons are today. Next time, we will see what the Jews did to Haman's 10 sons. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace, as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.